In going along now in the book of Revelation, a place to which we had come last time, I said we would begin in verse 11. Here is still a part of the salutary portion where Jesus Christ is saying he is the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega. Verse 11 of Revelation, the first chapter, this mysterious book of biblical symbolism, it gives you a step-by-step series of events explaining exactly what will be taking place in world conditions in the light of Bible prophecy, as seen through Jesus' overall prophecy, the Olivet prophecy of Matthew 24, and, as we'll see a little later on, magnified a great deal by the book of Daniel. He said, "I am the first and the last, and what you see," he told John, verse 11, "write in a book, and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus and Smyrna, unto Pergamos and unto Thyatira, unto Sardis and unto Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea." So there were seven local churches in each of those cities in Asia, and that meant, of course, what we call today Asia Minor, or the Anatolian Plateau, the nation of Turkey. "And I turned," John said, "to see the voice that spoke with me," and he was in a sort of euphoric state of seeing an actual vision, and so he wrote what he saw. And he said, "Being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks." You have all probably seen the symbol for Judaism, if that's what it is, at least a symbol used by the Jewish people so often, and sometimes even for churches, that shows like a candelabra. But it was the type of a vessel in which a base could be filled with oil, and the oil would flow up through wicks. It would go down through all seven. It would stand on one base, and it was like one candelabra of seven brass, probably, pipes, as it were, or candlesticks. And all of the flames were lit, and of course that gave light. It's used, I'm sure, in Jewish synagogues today, no doubt. And so, he said, "I turned and saw this seven golden candlesticks, and in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man," meaning Jesus Christ. Now, he describes the way Jesus Christ looked to him in this vision, the way he appears today. And that's totally different than most people think. The pictures that you're used to seeing of Jesus Christ are not the true Jesus Christ of Nazareth, not the way he looked, as my book, The Real Jesus, proves to you, during his own earthly ministry, nor are those pictures remotely connected with the way he looks today. Here's the way he looked to John in vision, the way he looks today. He was clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about the paps with a golden girdle. His head and his hair were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes like a flame of fire. So this was like a bright, blazing, shimmering vision, maybe not unlike a little bit of a brief glimpse that both Peter, James, and John had. Remember that John also was present at the mount when they saw the transfiguration. He said his head and his hair were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were like a flame of fire, and his feet like unto fine brass, as if they had been burned in a furnace, and his sound as the sound of many waters. It showed how he had in his right hand these stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shines in its strength. And because of this tremendous vision of this shimmering, brilliant, glittering being with eyes that seemed to shoot out fire and flame, with white hair and all of these, the glittering gold and that burnished sword and everything, his feet shining like they were the highest polished metal, he said, "I fell down like I was dead," right at his feet. "And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me," verse 17, Revelation 1, "Fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that lives and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell," and the Greek word is Hades, that means the grave, "and of death. I write these things," then he said, "you, John, write the things which you have seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter." So those are the things, again, that we saw in the very first few verses of this chapter. The three things, the Word of God, the testimony of Christ, and the things which John was to see. He told him again, "You write what you've seen, these visions. Write what you've seen just now. Write about me. And the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. The mystery of the seven stars which you saw in my right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches." Now there were seven visible, physical, living congregations, that is, bodies of believers in different towns up and down the Anatolian Peninsula that are pointed out in the first chapter and the 11th verse of Revelation. And they are listed as certain cities: Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamos, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea. And each one of these churches, apparently, according to this scripture, actually was assigned an angel out of God's heavenly kingdom that was to watch over and be there with that church. And he said, the seven candlesticks which you saw are the seven churches.